This episode will discuss corrective exercises that we use at the gym and how you can start incorporating them on a daily basis. We also discuss our member of the month, Mark Nelson, and a few nutrition tips to take away. Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. Digman Fitness is a place where families can become injury-free and have fun with functional exercise. We want to improve quality of life by preventing pain, reducing risk of injury, and improving function at work and at play. We promise to deliver the best tools necessary to help you restore your body and revitalize your life. Revitalize your life. Revitalize your life. Hey guys, welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. This is Corey Digman, your host. At Digman Fitness, we specialize in corrective exercise in a small group setting. Right now, I want to introduce you to our member of the month, Mark Nelson, and ask him a few questions about what he does and what he likes to do at the gym. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Corey.
How are you today, sir?
Very good.
Just have a few questions that we want to narrow in, just to get a little bit of a history on who you are and what you are getting out of training at Digman Fitness.
My name is Mark Nelson, and I've been training for about 7 months at Digman Fitness. The reason I started coming here is because I was overweight, unflexible, losing muscle tone. A friend of mine had recommended me to come here to Corey's fitness studio, and it's been very enjoyable. I'm getting everything I thought I would out of here.
What are some of your interests and hobbies related or unrelated to fitness?
I like to do hiking, things with my family, traveling. We have a couple dogs and a lot of stuff outside.
What are some of the things you enjoy about training and or maybe some favorite routines or exercises?
What I like about training is that it's not the same every day. There's a lot of different exercises. We have aerobic, different type of weightlifting. So it's a lot of different choices so I don't get bored, which makes me want to keep coming back.
With that now, what are some of your short and long-term goals?
Short-term goal is to continue to lose weight and get flexible. I've got some knee issues, and I'm just trying to straighten my legs. And I've seen a lot of improvement in the last 7 months from the different stretches that Corey has us go through.
Great. If you were to recommend a friend or promote Digman Fitness, how would you describe your experience to them?
I've talked to a lot of people, and I've told them flexible. You have multiple times to come, that it's fun, and it's a social group setting, which is also enjoyable.
All right, Mr. Nelson, I want to thank you for the interview. I certainly enjoy the training experience with you and your family. For those of you that are interested in training at Digman Fitness, we have a one-month trial for $99 that includes unlimited group or individual training. That also includes the setup with health history, assessment, and goal setting. Feel free to check out our website, digmanfitness.com, for more information. And now we're going to transition into our exercise tip of the month, featuring latissimus dorsi activation. The one thing I look at as far as upper back recruitment and the necessary things that we need as far as proper push-up and proper pull-up and proper rowing techniques is to get that upper back activated, necessary to draw stress away from the shoulders, the elbows, and the wrists to prevent against injury. So there's a few things that we like to do as far as drills to make sure our clients are getting recruitment out of that certain area, which is just a simple technique where we lie on the side and that top shoulder, we mentally just kind of draw it down and back as if you're almost thinking of a clock. So if you shrug straight up as noon, straight back is 3 o'clock. So if you think of driving your shoulder blade and pulling your arm towards your body at 5 and 6 o'clock, that's where you're going to get a little bit of that activation. So that's where I try to tell people when they're doing push-ups and we're doing deadlifts and we're doing rows to keep that muscle and engage that so you're able to increase posture and prevent against injuries in the shoulders, the elbows, and the wrists. All right, so as far as frequency goes for the clock drill for preventing against injury around the shoulder and the elbow and improving your row and your deadlift, I would do 2 to 3 sets per day of about 8 to 10 repetitions. If you're doing it in a routine, 2 to 3 days a week should do. So now we want to transition into our nutrition tip of the month. There's an old saying that says you can never train or out-train a bad diet. This month I want to feature a multi-use or functional nutrition component of most people's healthy diet, which is quinoa. It's one of my favorites. You can combine it with any protein source, chicken, steak, fish, any kind of salad, mostly like a darker green salad. In comparison to wheat, quinoa provides a great deal of fat, So like omega-3 and protein, it's also, you know, a great source of protein in comparison to any meat or any protein, other protein sources. Also provides a huge amount of vitamin E, which is an antioxidant for our body. So when we're working out, we're causing stress to our cells and our bodies. We need that. Any kind of recovery we, you know, as far as proteins and everything else goes, you know, quinoa is up there with all of them. So it's a huge bang for your buck. And an anti-inflammatory along with vitamin E as an antioxidant, you know, it's going to help flush good nutrients to your body, flush and regenerate your cells in your body. As far as preparation of quinoa, can be made over the stove, similar to rice. So you do two parts water for every part quinoa, set it to a boil. Once it boils, simmer, put a lid over top of it until all the water evaporates. By that time, it should be soft, like rice would be. One of my favorite ways to eat quinoa is in a salad. Actually, I combine quinoa with a darker green, a kale, a spinach, a balsamic vinaigrette, and maybe a protein source of that, like a chicken, and strawberry. So perfect balance of carbohydrate, protein, fat. Thanks for tuning in to the Digman Fitness Show. For those of you that are interested in training, they have a one-month trial for $99, which includes unlimited training, one-on-one or small group. Message me on Facebook or email some of your thoughts about the show and maybe a few of your questions that you have for me for a future show. We do have an online regeneration program for those that aren't necessarily around the Digman Fitness community but would like to incorporate a lot of corrective exercises in their lifestyle. They can log on to or view digmanfitness.com, click on regeneration. Coming soon, August 13th, from 9 to 11 a.m., we have our Exercise is Play event. It's a sponsored event which will donate proceeds to Madison for Kids. So those that are interested in participating, the early sign-up is July 1st, late registration is August 1st, and those that don't necessarily want to participate can donate also. That information is all on my blog on digmanfitness.com and information on the website. Stay tuned.